After alarming reports that the extortion of protection money by criminals is on the rise, we speak to crime analyst Dr. Chris de Kock to unpack the issue. He says the lawlessness has affected vulnerable individuals.
This is not something new, this extortion racket.
Yeah.
Syndicates. Not something new. Many years ago already, decades ago, it started mostly in Cape Town, you know, on the club scene, all the clubs that you have in Cape Town, where the gangs or the big gang bosses actually send their people to these clubs and say, listen, we can protect your club. We will protect it against your competition. We will protect it against people who want to come and make trouble here at your club. But you have to pay us X amount for that. And then sometimes the club boss will say, no, I'm not going to pay this. And then they will deliberately start a fire, for example, say a few days later. Or they will do a drive-by shooting at this club or this establishment. So it actually have a long history. And actually, if you look in the history, you can go back to the American Mafia.
Yeah.
The Mafia did the same. They offered protection to clubs and businesses. And if you don't pay them for that services, then they do something to your club or to your casino or whatever the business may be. And there you lose your clients.
Mm.
It seems that this crime, together with kidnapping and this crime of extortion, have now, where it started at a very high level, if I can put it like that, you know, big businesses, businesses which generate a lot of money and so on. It now went down to the grassroots, to the local level. And it's not only extortion for money to protect the business or something, but I've heard the minister, our new minister, refer to someplace in the Eastern Cape, or was it now Limpopo, where ladies which live alone there, the men are in Gauteng working, or maybe it's only a group of ladies, where they put up a sign, 70 rand or 50 rand, not to be raped.
Mm.
So this and kidnapping, because I hear more and more of, you know, where kidnapping was a crime where a wealthy businessman, especially out of certain communities, will be identified and then his children will be kidnapped and a ransom will be asked for, say, 50 million or 40 million, whatever the case may be. That has now moved down to just ordinary people working at restaurants, working at hospitals, everywhere, workers, and where they are being kidnapped and then taken to a place and say, okay, now you must withdraw all your money. And kidnapping also now suddenly are connected to carjacking. You know, they don't hijack the car for the car. They hijack you to take you to a place where you have to use your banking app to transfer money to their account. You have basically a copycat situation where just ordinary criminals now on a small scale do the same things as which the syndicate was doing at the top.
Mm. Is it a challenge to deal with this lawlessness?
It's a challenge, I think. I think I really sympathize with the minister and with the police.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a challenge also for the following reason, and that is, this is a business which is also very corruptible. If I got money from you, I won't go to the police. And you, it's also difficult if they say, we're going to protect your business, but if you don't pay us money, then you see what happened. Because it's one word against another word. So you can run to the police, but then also in the police, unfortunately, especially maybe at station level, but everywhere, seen it in the highest ranks, there's corruption. There's corruption. I mean, these guys can pay a lot of money. They get a lot of money from people, but so they can pay. And so if they come under the impression, or if a case is opened and that case is being investigated, they will pay protection money to the police.
Mm.
maybe we need more police boots on the ground? And also, are we not applying the law as we should as authorities?
No, I think there should be a very strict application of the law. The thing should not be allowed. It should not have been allowed in the first place. You know, when you wait too long and these things happen, then this kind of development comes where every John Jack just, you know, can see, well, yeah, I can make money. I don't have money. So I'm going to kidnap people. I'm going to force people to pay me money to protect them. But I think the law must strictly be applied. If we find, if they find that police officers are protecting these people, this extortionist, then they must be dealt with accordingly. Because if this thing carry on and carry on, we can very easily slide into the type of situation that you have got in Haiti, where gangs and criminals literally take over even the state. And we don't want to go there. I mean, South Africa should not go the way of Haiti. We will have to fight this, all of these organized criminals.
Okay, lastly now, overall, there's a new minister, a new police minister, and there's a government of national unity. Do you have hope that we will now be dealing with crime, because it's a very big issue in the country?
Yeah, well, I've got hope. I've got some renewed hope. If they follow the good old back-to-basics policing, which they did in around about 2023, it was still in the time of the late Commissioner Jackie Salebi, before his problem started. That, and then while Mr. Kele was the National Commissioner, in that period of time, from 3 to 12, certain basic things were followed. And crime intelligence, that's the other thing that I haven't mentioned. Crime intelligence worked optimally in those years, with the effect that large success at ground level were reached on the everyday visible policing side, and on the crime intelligence, organized crime side, they took down many syndicates.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.